Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Monday to you. Today is February 4th, 2019, and this is Molly McCord. Welcome to our gathering where we talk about the astrology and energies of right now. And in every Monday show, we talk about a healing theme. So today we're going to talk about awakening and energy expansion symptoms that you might be feeling physically, energetically, emotionally, spiritually. We're going to talk about some things that are showing up, what is normal, how you can manage it, and also I want to share a few stories with you that other people have offered to share based on their own energy experiences of these times. So I hope this show brings you some better understanding of what might be happening in your world. I will also share with you how each astrological sign physically connects to a part of the body. And that can be really good to have as a reference point, whether that's looking back on your experience through life or anything to be aware of right now. So we'll cover some good things today in this show. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you for being here. Today we have a very vibrant new moon in Aquarius at 15 degrees. And there is an energy here of welcoming your new energies in. It's an integration. And the Aquarian energies take us further. So there's downloads and information, ideas, possibilities, expansive energies about where you're going and how you can conceptualize it, how you can really think about it for yourself in terms of your life. Aquarius is known as being the energy of your hopes and dreams, as your vision, as your life path. And it's the 11th sign in the zodiac, which means from the last time the astrological spiral began back in March with Aries, there's been a collection and experience of energies in this last spiral. And I think of it as a spiral. I know it's typically described as a cycle, but we always are spiraling because energies don't end. So I see it as a spiraling up. And at this place in the energetic spiral, Aquarius gives you a higher vantage point of what you have moved through, experienced, and really had come up in your life since last March, since that Aries energy started. So now you've come to a higher place of wisdom, perspective. You can be an observer. You can understand what's happening from a higher level of consciousness. And Aquarius is meant to take us further. It's meant to take us beyond what we've known and to keep evolutionary growth happening, to make sure that you're still moving with the energy. So this new moon feels quite dynamic and exciting. It has the sense that new parts of you are coming in. And are you welcoming these downloads? Are you welcoming these energies? Every new moon is when the sun and the moon are conjunct. And at 15 degrees, it's the very middle of Aquarius. And so how are you integrating? I'm feeling like these downloads from the sun that are supporting you. They're meant to be supporting you, but at a higher frequency. So it's not just the same old, same old. It's, again, the expansion energies, the moving it forward. The next step on your evolutionary growth is taking you to another place. And so the energies feel like they're of a higher frequency, a higher vibration, because that's what's going to support you moving forward. So it's quite a dynamic energy. As with every new moon, you would look at where the energy is in your chart, the house placement, and if it is working with any planets or points in your chart at 15 degrees of Aquarius. Now, I just started the weekly astrology transits class where we talk about this more in depth. And if you are someone who wants to know more of the transits in your chart, you want to follow along, you want to learn astrology, you want to know more, you would love this class because we take a lot of what's happening right now and apply it to your chart. So you'll find details about that weekly class below this video or this podcast. There is a replay available, and it's designed to help you accelerate your own understanding of your astrology chart. So this new moon, quite dynamic, new intentions, new energies, forward motion. What do you want to create? And then after the new moon, we have 2 weeks until the full moon, which will be in Virgo on February 19th. And that will be a checking in point of what works and what doesn't work. The Virgo full moon is always about discernment and course correction. It's also about saying, no, I don't want that anymore, and cleaning out and clearing out. So we've got an exciting month here underway as we move through February. Now, there are bigger energies also coming through this year that are quite cosmic in how their alignments are happening. We have Saturn in Capricorn making a sextile to Neptune in Pisces off and on throughout 2019. We also have Jupiter in Sagittarius making a square to Neptune in Pisces. And this is all happening in the middle decan of those signs. I believe it's between 14 and 18 degrees. I have a separate video for you on YouTube that's all about these cosmic energies. It specifically talks about these interactions of these three outer planets. And that's what makes this significant, because they each have their own cycles and their own timelines. So for Jupiter, it takes Jupiter 12 years to return back to Sagittarius, which is its home sign. For Saturn, it takes about 28 to 30-ish years to come back to Saturn, to Capricorn, the home sign. And then for Neptune, it takes about 168 years or so for Neptune to return to Pisces. So all three of these planets are in their home energies where they are the most comfortable. And now they're all having a conversation in the heavens, and they're working with us at a bigger scale, at a collective level. And we have choices to make. We have decisions to make. We have things we've got to get clear on that we have to choose, we have to decide. But we also have these physical symptoms, energy symptoms, spiritual things going on that we're feeling at the same time. So what I'd like to do is take a look at how these symptoms could be coming through, how you could be feeling them, specifically with these planets in Pisces, Capricorn, and Sagittarius, and how you might need to take care of yourself even more because of the increase in frequency, because things are shifting in a way where you can feel there's no going back, and we've known this, and so there's parts of our bodies that are shifting as well to be new, the newness in our bodies, the newness in our emotional fields, the fresh energy moving us forward, really making sure that we're done with some energies and areas of our life so that we can fully move forward. So that, like, I'm getting this image of you can't leave 30% of your energy behind in the past, or in a situation that's over, or in something that doesn't truly serve you. You've got to take all your energy forward. You've got to take all of it with you and make sure that that's what travels with you. At the same time, you could realize that some of your energy has to shift, has to be healed more in order to go forward, in order to go forward. So there's a sense here that we can think about this information and we can know it, okay? You can know it. But there's more that needs to be worked with to truly integrate it. To truly integrate it. And there are energies supporting us as we move through these downloads. I'm just listening, and I feel like there's so many things that go back to the earth supporting this. So it goes back to what we all know, right? Things we already know, things we already are aware of. Earth medicine, herbs, organic, whole grains, holistic, anything that really gets to supporting us at a clear, I'm hearing like a clear and pure level, okay? It's not big pharmacy. It's not big pharma. It's not addictive medicines. It's not anything that would have to be a long-term addiction. We're looking for how you can self-care and tend to what your body needs at a natural, purer, organic level, because that's how your body thrives, and that's how the body continues to thrive going forward. And so there are so many more solutions out there these days that you can research, look into, of course, Google. But I'm feeling like there's this big push to come back to the bounty of the earth and everything that's provided for us here. CBD oil has been growing in popularity. Hemp, of course, has been popular. You know, a lot of these were medicinal solutions before Big Pharma came along, because Big Pharma couldn't make money off of the hemp or CBD oil. You know, it's like, so that's why there's these other medicines that were developed and offered and sold, and all these things that, you know, people became addicted to, had to spend big money on. You couldn't just get what you needed. There's a return to being au naturel. There's a return to what we need that supports us. Now, I am not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I am not prescribing anything. I am not telling you what to do. I'm just basically having this conversation around what is possible for you in your world. What is a natural solution? What is something that you can look into to take care of yourself and support your body? I want to do that full disclaimer just to make it clear that it's always your responsibility. And, of course, there are things where Western medicine and advanced science are the solutions, absolutely, especially for emergencies, especially for anything that needs your extreme care and support in life and death situations, absolutely. So it's not to say that anything around, or rather, it's not to say everything around certain medicine practices are bad, but it's understanding, well, what are all my choices? What are all my choices? And maybe it takes a little bit more digging to look into your choices. And so that's so much supported right now, is for us to look at what are our choices that maybe we didn't know we had, or some other wisdom that's been overlooked or pushed aside. Anything with natural herbs, natural remedies, anything that allows the body to heal and come back to health, opposed to staying on anything that limits the full and healing process. I'm just hearing that's so important right now, because so many of you are obviously awake, conscious, energetically aware, and you want to take care of yourself as these energy waves come in. We've talked before about how during big energy periods we can feel vertigo. We can feel really hungry. We can feel dizzy. You can feel really tired. You could feel really energized. You know, we're receiving so many energies because energy is in the air, right? It's in the air. Energy is everywhere. It's in the ethers. It's in our auras. It's everywhere. And we feel that. And as you become more awakened to these energies, you feel them more and more. And so then we have to take care of ourselves in a way that supports the healthiness of our bodies and the naturalness of our bodies, because there's such amazing systems that we have inside ourselves. So it's very important to allow your mind to go into the calmer brainwaves for sleep. So now they're showing me how important sleep is for our body's integration process and our resting experience, how much we need to quiet the mind because of how our minds generate anxiety, stress, worry. I recommend guided meditations often. You can find some awesome ones on YouTube. There's a lot of free ones out there. And the purpose of that is basically to calm down the mind and give yourself something else to focus on, which is why I like guided meditations. And it doesn't have to be a long thing. You can do it for 5 minutes. Really, you can. You can do it while you're resting on the couch. You could do it while you're a passenger in someone's car. I mean, there's other ways to quiet the mind. But that's really important right now because it's almost like being returned to zero, kind of the zero point of your mental energy that allows you to not go into all the tangents and all the worry. Meditation, of course, is not new. Hopefully you have something that supports calming the mental energies, because what I'm hearing is that sleep patterns change as we ascend and as we awaken. And you've probably heard, or maybe you've experienced, how it's common to start waking up at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. because of how our energy patterns are changing, but how our brain waves are changing too. And then it can be harder to get back to sleep. There are natural ways to work with that. There are things you can practice to calm the mind and to really get more of that deeper sleep. I feel too how waking up at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. is part of how we return to our bodies after astral travel. And we come back and it's a jolt. You're like jolted back into this reality or jolted back into your physical self. And that's why you wake up. And that's also why it can take a while to get back to sleep or to settle back down, because you're literally coming back into this experience. So the sleep energy is important. I've mentioned before how I like Brahmi oil, B-R-A-H-M-I. It's an Ayurvedic oil. It's based with sesame. It's a sesame-based oil. You apply it to your third eye, to your forehead as you sleep, and it's designed to calm the mind. Very natural, easy way to help with sleep. Anything that allows your body to decompress is important, because this is where so much work is being done when we turn off our minds. That's also why the guided meditation is important, because then you turn off your mind can't interfere, and then the body can do more work. It's like the factory can work better. I'm seeing that it can help circulation, blood flow, just energy can move when there's a peace in the brain. Very important, whatever you can do, when you can do it. And it can be harder some days, in all honesty, you know, when you have like higher stress periods or more on your mind, but then that's when you have to really make time for it, because that will make such a difference in sleep. So our bodies are doing so much as we slow down and our minds can be dormant. Before you go to sleep, you can also ask for assistance from your guides, your team, God, angels, the universe, to support sound sleep, to support your energy as you rest, and to ask for any messages or information that you need to know to come through your dream state or come through quickly and easily and with grace. And then you could wake up the next morning and you have the solution, right? Or you get going and on your day, and then you understand something that is important. So ask for that support, ask for that clarity. You can also ask for anxiety, stress, fears, worries to be removed as you sleep. It's very simple to just ask for it. And, okay, so now I'm seeing a body laying down, and imagine your body being covered by a cocoon of white light. A cocoon of white light to protect your energy field and only allow in what you want and what you need. And this can also help with calming your energies as you sleep. So that could be another good visual to do. If your mind is racing or if you can't get back to sleep, imagine this cocoon of light covering your physical self, covering your aura, and that alone can bring you a sense of safety and calm and security. Anything with herbs, even magnesium. Magnesium is great for helping us sleep because we can be deprived of magnesium in our natural diet. So look into that. I know there's other things that people use that are natural and supportive for their sleep cycles. So make sure, and again, do the research and look into what would support you naturally in a very gentle, I'm hearing compassionate way. Compassion for what our bodies are experiencing right now, especially. So I'm going to share with you here a story that was just shared with me by one of our listeners, Lynn, and it pertains to the time I spoke to you about light discs, like discs of light being inserted into the spine and working with our skeletal systems, the skeleton energy, the bones, teeth, you know, anything that composes the structure of the physical body relates to Capricorn. And we have Pluto in Capricorn and Saturn in Capricorn. So our bodies are going through a lot. Pluto is tearing down the structures in our bodies. And Saturn in Capricorn is showing us where we're getting stronger and where those parts of us need to regenerate and be upgraded. I'm also hearing stem cells. Stem cells are part of where the energies are being worked with. So Lynn reached out to me and shared a story here that I'm just going to share with you in case this is anything that you've experienced or that you could relate to. And she says that, Molly, your mention about the light discs being inserted into the spine is exactly what happened to me in December. I woke up in excruciating pain and back spasms. I could not move at all with ease. The night before, I was completely fine, and I had done nothing in the days prior that would have set it off. Everything was 100% out of the blue. It was so bad that I considered going to the emergency clinic for muscle relaxers. The pain at night was almost unbearable. It would take me almost a full minute to be able to move from one side to my back. Lying down was horrible. It wasn't so bad standing, and I could sit with the help of ibuprofen, but just barely. I was contacted by my celestial council and told that I needed to ride this out without pain medications. I've been getting entrainments for almost a year via a chiropractor who does network spinal analysis, but he's really just an outstanding energy worker who taps into vast fields for healing. My celestial council asked me to trust them completely and go to the chiropractor even though there would be some physical pain involved. I cannot quite understand what they wanted from me or what was happening, but I knew it was extremely important. To this end, they did assist with the pain and showed me the ways to use my body so I could function with my work. I still had no conscious understanding of what was going on. Things began to ease up after a couple of weeks, and I felt major spinal shifts. Still, it was very painful to try to move in a prone position, so sleeping was difficult, and when I did sleep, I had incredibly complex, deep dreams. I do not recall anything but flashes of images. And then on January 5th, I awoke and sat upright with absolutely no pain whatsoever. Molly, you could have knocked me over with a feather. There was some muscular discomfort as if I had been hit. Very bruised feeling, but the spinal pain was gone, completely gone. I could move. I went to my doctor and had an entrainment and could move again without the pain. I knew something profound had changed but didn't know what. I didn't know what happened until I listened to your show and you channeled in the information about the light discs being inserted into the spine, and I said that was it, and the council gathered around me and there was quite the celebration. Since then, I have gotten some very important information about this new receiving transmitting mechanism that is being given to those who are open to acquiring it. The council is clear that they do ask everyone identified before engaging in the procedure because they need to make sure the individual is able and willing to withstand the level of pain in the restructuring without medicating. This is vital as they are working with the energy so intensely. In order for everything to align correctly, the individual must be willing to allow for clarity, as it is a joint project, literally a joint project, between the individual and the council. The major work is done at night during sleep, and that is why lying down carries the largest amount of pain sensations, especially if the individual tries to move. I didn't quite understand that it was best for me to simply lie on my back. Lying on my side was the worst, and it caused the bruised muscle sensations. In a matter of speaking, it is an energy surgery, although not entirely like surgery we are familiar with. But the muscle soreness is expected. There are many who are being sought for this procedure right now as they will be asked to aid with communications at a larger date. I hope this information doesn't sound too out there, and I'm trying my best to explain it with these words. There's much more regarding this and the realignment of the chakra systems for new vibrational frequencies as well. I was told that it was something I needed to share with you, so I'm guessing that you will at least accept it in the spirit of sharing. Take it for what you paid for it. So I love this story from Lynn because it's how we can experience pain that we don't understand where it comes from. We don't know what's going on. Our bodies are tapping into something that we can't consciously understand. You look back on your day and you think, I didn't do anything. I didn't pull a muscle. What's happening? Well, it could very well be something that you're feeling energetically, something your body is integrating, something that you're feeling and you're being asked to work with, to trust the process. Now, keep in mind, you're not meant to be in excruciating pain. You're not meant to be someone who can't maneuver or get through the day. That's not what it's about. But it's understanding that there's bigger energies coming through right now that could be working with you and could be integrating more into your body than what you know is happening in the moment. And Lynn spoke of entrainment. And so entrainment is something where you're ensuring that the body, the energy within your body is in alignment with the energy outside of your body. Because think about how when your heartbeat is racing and your energy is going really fast, it's like your body is moving at an exceptionally fast speed internally. Well, the entrainment is meant to help with getting you into balance with the environment and to help with working with you deeper. Now, I'm not an entrainment specialist. There's more information out there on it. But it's understanding how our physical frequency is healthiest when we're in control of it and that you might need support in feeling in control of all of your energies at this time. I'm now being pulled to the heart energy. Wow. Okay. So physically, the heart is associated with Leo, and we just went through these big eclipses with Leo where parts of our heart were being deeply purified and cleansed and returned to a purer place of love for ourselves. And so the heart can carry energies that need to be healed, and that can show up through heartburn, palpitations, of course. I mean, the heart is something you need to see a doctor about. I just want to say that very clearly. This isn't just about the energies, but it's showing you that something in your heart is getting your attention that needs to heal. And I'm just seeing how the heart is can be put back together in an even stronger way when there's that resurgence of true courage, true self-love, honoring yourself, honoring your needs, honoring your own strengths. There's a nobility. It's sort of like being stronger in yourself, in your self-love can heal these deeper heart energies, but particularly around the heart chakra, of course, is what I'm really talking about, is the energy of the heart chakra. And making sure, because now I'm seeing, like, making sure there's fresh blood, so fresh energy coming into the heart chakra, and that energy feels more sparkly. So I'm seeing fresh blood with sparkles going into the heart, and that can also mean not only the fresh blood, but fresh oxygen and fresh support and fresh trust. You look at how amazing the physical heart is in the body, and how it pumps blood and how it keeps us breathing and alive. And here we are because of our hearts. You know, we're existing because of our hearts. And I feel like there's some energy here. There's some energy here that's meant to work with our hearts receiving new energy. And you can do that through, well, there's many means, of course, energy work, Reiki, acupressure, acupuncture, EFT, tapping, emotional freedom technique, guided meditations. Really make sure that you're receiving this fresh energy into the heart chakra that feels stronger. That feels stronger because there's an energy here of the expansion that feels like greater self-respect based on what you've healed, what you've come to realize, what you've understood. And that self-respect then allows you to stand stronger in the world, in yourself, in your life. So the heart energy is especially strong. I'm feeling that right now too. So let's go to the parts of the body that are associated with each astrological sign. And this will make sense because of how it starts with your head, which is Aries, and ends with your feet, which is Pisces. So think about your astrological chart and your sun sign, which is your self-identity, how you show up in the world, how you carry yourself, what you are learning and developing about yourself in this lifetime, sun sign. Think about your moon sign, your inner world, your emotional self, your private self. The moon sign is typically the feminine, and the sun is typically the masculine, though this can be reversed. There can be many combinations of that. But the moon is private and where you take care of yourself. It's your emotional world. And then your rising sign. And your rising sign is how you physically present yourself to the world. It's the beginning of your physical self, your body. It's the beginning of the first house. So these three parts of your chart are going to be interesting to connect to what they rule in the body. Because your moon, for example, your moon sign will help you see how you express yourself emotionally or where you might be holding yourself back or what needs to be healed, what needs to be developed, or what is strong. The rising sign, whatever your rising sign is, that might show you how you are presenting yourself to the world, your physical appearance, and what could be improved or where you've perhaps had some areas of healing or anything that you want to develop. And then, of course, your sun sign is your overall body and overall focus in life of where to focus your health and to make sure that this part of your physical self is healthy. So Aries, planets and points in Aries are associated with the head, the brain, the eyes. And so Aries can be about your face, the skin. If there's inflammation on your skin, it can be about migraines and headaches. It could be about mental stress. This is also associated with the eyes, of course. So the eyes, anything around your eyes being very clear and bright. And the head, okay? So now Aries can be accident prone. And they also are connected to the adrenal glands. Taurus is associated with the throat and the neck Taurus likes to make things beautiful, and it's associated with singing and talent and expression. So it could be a sore throat. Taurus could be associated with the thyroids. Anything around that expression of self. Gemini. So Gemini is the twins, right? So Gemini in the physical body is associated with how the body has two of something. So Gemini is associated with your two lungs, your two arms, your two shoulders, your two hands. It's also related to your nervous system. How what you think about affects your nervous system, especially because of how Gemini can be very active and overactive or over-anxious, so nervous system. And then it also connects to the respiratory system. Gemini is the first air sign, respiratory being how we breathe. So there's also, well, it's because it's the lungs, anything with making sure you're breathing deeply. Cancer. Cancer is associated with the chest and the breasts. It's about the mother and mothering and nurturing, so the breasts. It also is about the stomach and the womb. Makes sense? Makes sense? It can be interesting to see how all this connects, and making sure that it's healthy. So Leo is about the heart, as we just talked about, the heart. That also the chest in the pride in the chest and being strong in who you are, feeling strong in who you are, and anything around the heart and the chest, so how the heart works, how the heart beats, anything like that. Also, you know, circulation relates to Leo. Think about how Leo is brave and strong, and so wanting to be very appear that way, appear strong, appear solid. Virgo. Virgo rules the digestive system, intestines, stomach, spleen, and gut. So everything, right, about processing, and it does relate to the nervous system as well because of how it relates. The nervous system is shared between Gemini and Virgo because of how there is the energies that move quickly and want to improve and are about your well-being. The Virgo is about the gut. And if there's anything in your gut that needs to function better, and you think about how the body breaks things down into smaller pieces as it processes, well, Virgo is all about those smaller pieces. So Virgo is connected with how you digest and processed foods. Next we have Libra. And Libra is connected with balance in the body. Okay, balance. And so making sure that you're physically balanced. And it's also Libra is also about beauty and how you present yourself. And so it typically relates to skin and how well we take care of our skin, our overall appearance. It connects to our kidneys. It also relates to your buttocks and the endocrine system. Scorpio is connected with the reproductive system and the sexual organs, so genitalia, and everything that our body has to transform. Everything that our body needs to release. I'll leave it at that. So the bowels, the bladder, you get the point. Making sure all of that is healthy is really important because Scorpio needs to let go. So think of the colon. Think of where we have to let go of something. This is all Scorpio's job, is to make sure that we transform it and let it go. Sagittarius. Sag is connected with your hips, thighs, legs. Sagittarius is the long-distance runner, and so it's movement and what our bodies need to move, legs. It's also connected with the sciatic nerve, and it's also been connected with the liver. Again, think of movement. So hip problems or anything with the sciatic nerve, lack of movement. If you have a lack of movement and your sciatica, you have sciatica, Sagittarius is telling you it's time to move. Then we have Capricorn, which, as I said, is about our physical bodies, the bones, teeth, joints, skeletal system, also connected with knees. And everything that our knees do to keep us moving, climbing those mountains. So the bone structure is Capricorn. Aquarius. Aquarius is about ankles. See how we're moving down the body? Calves, ankles, the ability to be flexible. And, I mean, like to be able to support yourself, too, the flexibility of your ankles. It's also related to your circulatory system. Circulatory system. Aquarius can be jolty or nervous or anxious and sporadic, and so the nervous system and how we take care of it is also related to Aquarius, but more about the circulation, making sure that everything is moving and that there is an ease, you know, an ease and a trust in things moving. And then we come down to the feet, which is Pisces, feet and toes, and how the feet, it's interesting, feet, the bottom of your feet have the biggest pores on the body. And so think about how Pisces is a sponge and Pisces is the energy that picks up on everything. So it's literally like you're walking on the earth and you're picking up the energies of the earth. So very grounding. But when Pisces doesn't have that grounding, it can float away. So Pisces is related to the feet, everything that we can absorb, the lymphatic system. It can be anything, too, that reminds you to be grounded and to not absorb too much, to not take on too much that isn't yours, because that can affect the immune system, obviously. So this is just a quick rundown. There's more out there on the astrology signs and their physical body parts. But when you make that connection between anything you're physically feeling and your chart, you might start to understand some things differently. What you're learning, what you're healing, what you need to take care of, what you need to balance, what you need to give more energy towards. All of that can be really insightful around, that's why I'm going through this, or that's why I've had this issue most of my life. I need to let go, or I need to not take on so many energies, or I need to really be disciplined and take my calcium, or, you know, there's so many things you can make connections to. So you would look again at the three most important energies in your chart first, which is your sun, your moon, and your rising sign. Then you also want to look in your first house, if there's any planets there, and then your sixth house. First house and sixth house are related to the physical body. The first house and rising sign is, again, how you present yourself, what you look like, how you take care of yourself. And then your sixth house is the ongoing maintenance. It's your daily life routines around what you eat, how you exercise, what you do regularly. Those are all the sixth house. And the sixth house can be a place of understanding your health. And the 12th house, can be a sign of understanding your health too. This area of astrology is called medicinal astrology or medicine astrology, and it's a whole subgenre of astrology that if this is of interest to you, you might want to look into it even more and read some books on it, because it could also help with these bigger energies that our bodies are feeling. It could help understand what you need. I do recommend going to anyone who can support your natural healing process, any kind of body healer, energy worker, acupuncturist. I'm always, you know, two thumbs up about acupuncture. Anyone who works with the body, naturopath, nutritionist, herbal medicine, any of that, because there's more available for us right now to use that will support us, that will really support more about what our bodies need in these higher frequencies. It's going to continue. It's absolutely going to continue. It's going to be essential to establish the new patterns and habits that support your body's ability to be clean and pure more than ever. More than ever. And what I'm feeling is that you can ask your body what it needs. Have a conversation. Listen to the messages. See what comes up. Ask your body what it needs. And if something comes up in a conversation or a recommendation or something that you see that sparks your interest, that might be a clue or something to follow that gives you a path. I'm also feeling how I just keep coming back to earth medicine. Earth plants, flower essences, organic materials and ingredients. I'm just listening because I feel like there's something I'm not hearing about earth medicine. Well, it's how, of course, everything we need is here on the planet, and it's been here longer than we have been here. And it's how every continent on the planet has ancient wisdom to teach us. Every continent on the planet has ancient wisdom to teach us. Because every continent has what it needs to survive in that environment. Okay, so localism, right? Like being local in sourcing what you need and what your ingredients are is part of what we're supposed to understand too. Okay. Continent-based earth medicine. Well, that's cool. Never heard of this before. So there you go. That might help with where you're located, where, like, if you move continents, you might need something else that supports you differently in that environment, in that temperature range, right? So continent-based earth medicine could really be more healing, or at least bring in more solutions and more choices. So what I'm also hearing is to keep expanding your choices and in what can work for you with these energies that are going to continue to come in. Because there's a natural remedy for everything. Again, this doesn't apply to emergencies or surgeries or anything that's life or death, but it's understanding that in terms of our everyday lives, there's always been ingredients available to source from. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that then. That sounds good. So, friends, I will see you back here on Wednesday, where we will talk about the astrology of right now as we move into February. I hope you have a beautiful new moon in Aquarius and that you've got those intentions clear and you're getting clearer on the visions, inspirations, and direction of your life. And thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate your energy and your contributions. And I hope to see you back here on Wednesday. And remember, there's more information below this podcast, below this video, of things that I'm offering for you right now for your own astrological studies and spiritual growth. Thanks, friends, and I'll see you back here soon. Take good care.